The reading's taken from Matthew chapter 13, and it's verses 24 to 30, and you can find it on page 979 of the Pew Bibles. Matthew 13, 24 to 30, the parable of the weeds. Jesus told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while everyone was sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. When the wheat sprouted and formed ears, then the weeds also appeared. The owner's servants came to him and said, "Sir, didn't you sow good seed in your field? Where then did the weeds come from?" "An enemy did this," he replied. So the servants asked him, "Do you want us to go and pull them up?" "No," he answered, "because while you are pulling the weeds, you may root up the wheat with them. Let both grow together until the harvest. At that time, I will tell the harvesters, 'First collect the weeds and tie them in bundles to be burned. Then gather the wheat and bring it into my barn.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Lots of people here, I don't recognise, which is great. Hands up if you've met me before, seen me before. Let's just get a kind of rough indication. Quite a lot of you. Put your hands up if you've not seen me before. Put your hands up if you've not put your hand up yet, because you just... Put your hands up if you have seen me before, but wish you hadn't. Put your hands down, Mrs. Shields. Okay. For those of the benefit of those who've not seen me before, I'm Peter Shields. I came in August, moved down to Chilton, to take up the post of children and families worker, so I'm meant to do what it says on the tin, really, meant to be working with the children and the families in the churches and in the parishes, so that's my role, and it's great to see you here this morning. There's lots of visual stuff going on this morning, so I just want to say, if you're in the cheap seats at the sides, you're going to get a free upgrade, so you might want to kind of, if you want to see some of the things that are going on, you might want to shuffle around and find a better viewing position. So that's fine, free upgrade for you. I've got to admit, moved down from Bradford, which is quite a way up north, and I'm originally a Mancunian, and I know when I start getting excited and talking fast, although I think I sound very refined and posh, I know I can stand up standing more like Peter Kay, so do forgive me, and just treat it like a free Peter Kay concert. So it's great to see, and I've got to say, coming from Bradford and Manchester, harvest has never been such a big deal up there. Whereas moving down to a rural area, it's fantastic to see how important the idea of harvest is for you this morning. And got a few things to show you and demonstrate to you this morning. And before we go anywhere else, I'm going to just transport you to a magical new destination. So I'm going to ask you to do us a favour. I want you just to close your eyes, everybody, for a moment. All eyes closed. I can see some of you peeking. And all eyes closed, nice and tight, because we're going to count down from 10 in a moment. And when we get to zero, you're no longer going to be in Harwell. You're going to be sat in a lovely, sunny, Californian place called Hollywood. 10, 9, 8. See some of you peeking. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your eyes. Welcome to Hollywood.
Oh, hi, good man. What? Not another rival of film, are you? Okay. Stand him in.
Mr. Miller, I'm such a massive fan. It's
louder.
Yeah, whatever. What's your idea?
I got a brilliant idea from you, Cap. It's absolutely amazing. I've just written it. I think it's absolutely brilliant.
What is it?
Okay, you ready for this? Barry and the Beanstalk.
What? Barry and the Beanstalk? What kind of name is that? What type of film is this? Action, adventure, horror, love story?
It's all of them. Everything.
Okay, then, boy. Come on, tell me about it. Make a snap. We're building a chicken run. Veg, Barry, Powell. Time is money.
Imagine this. Really poor family. Only one pig left. Mother's like, "There's no pig, Barry." So she goes to the pig. Two socks.
Magic socks, yeah. I like that.
Magic socks. Barry comes home, mother's like, "I can't cook the socks." Socks get thrown out the window. Socks go to a massive beanstalk.
Beanstalk?
Huge beanstalk. Anyway, so Barry goes up the beanstalk, finds the beanstalk, finds an egg and the chicken, and realizes it's golden egg. Realizes I could be rich. We get chased back down the beanstalk by a giant, kills the giant, splat.
Splat? Yeah, horrible.
You like that?
It's just so crazy. It just can't work.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, but just a couple of things I think we need to work on. First of all, the pig. Babe's real busy at the moment. Got a lot of work on. How about something like an octopus?
An octopus?
No, or maybe a cow.
Say a cow. Okay, a cow might work. Okay, go with the cow.
And Barry. Barry just doesn't seem right.
I don't know.
Terry or Jockey.
What about just John? I'm saying
Jack! Jack of the Beanstalk!
Okay, Jack of the Beanstalk, yeah, Jack.
But I thought you said he had magic socks.
Yeah, two of them. That easy.
Boy, you wouldn't get a beanstalk in magic socks.
Well, what about magic underpants?
No! You don't get it, do you, Bob?
Well, what is that to get?
You only reap what you sow. You can't get a beanstalk from socks or underpants.
Well, what about magic egg or magic batteries?
No. You only harvest what you plant. What? If you planted magic socks, you get a magic sock stock.
Okay, so if you plant underpants, you get an underpants.
Yeah, that's right. Now you get it.
Okay, so if you plant a magic bit, no, magic eggs, you get an eggplant.
Yeah.
And batteries, a power plant.
Exactly. So you get a bean plant, you'd have to plant
sausages.
No, you didn't. Hey, everyone, what do you need to get a plant of beanstalk? What do you need to plant to get a beanstalk?
Oh, okay.
So there we have Jack of the Beanstalk. He sells a cow, not a pig, and gets magic beans, not socks. I think we can make a film out of this, Bob. Now all we need is to get Arnold Schwarzenegger to play Jack.
Thank you, guys. Steven Spielberg. Fantastic. Now, of course, Jack and the Beanstalk. It's called a beanstalk because he planted beans. All right, so we have some beans. And in order to get a beanstalk, you need to sow. Do you always need to sow beans to get a beanstalk?
No.
I think you do. I think you do. I think you have to sow beans to get a beanstalk. In fact, if you want a beanstalk, you always have to sow beans. I wonder what else we've got. Let me see. Lemons. And if I want to reap lemons, I need to sow lemons. I need to sow lemon seeds because from lemon seeds you get lemons. Do I always need to sow lemon seeds to get lemons?
Yes,
I do. I always need to sow lemon seeds to get lemons. Tomatoes. If I want to reap tomatoes, I need to sow what sort of seeds? Tomato seeds. We're getting the hang of this. Do I always need to use tomato seeds to get tomatoes?
Yes,
Peter, you do. Not sometimes, not most times, always. How about what else? Plums. If I want to reap plums, I need to sow what sort of seeds? Do I always need to sow plum seeds?
Yes.
Not sometimes, not most times. I always need to plant plum seeds. And if I was to plant some tomato seeds, would I ever get lemons?
Yes.
No. If I planted a plum seed, would I ever get a tomato?
Yes.
No. Phew. That is why we can have harvest, because farmers don't go around sowing the wheat and then thinking, I wonder what we're going to get this year. Oh, yes, we've got chickens, we've got sausages. No, they know what they're going to get, because when you plant one seed, that is what you reap, because you always reap what you sow. And that's what the Bible says. And all the way right from the beginning of time, when God created the heavens and the earth, he says he made everything to produce its own kind. So it works with lemons and tomatoes. Okay. Nearly. Okay. It works with lemons and tomatoes and plums and beans. Does it work with anything else, I wondered? I thought we would try an experiment. A mind experiment. On a child. Alright. Is there any parents who don't care about their child's brains here? Can we frazzle a mind this morning? Alright. Do I have a volunteer? Do I have a volunteer? Come on then. Come on up. Come on here. What's your name?
Vin.
Vin, correct. Well done. So, you've passed the test. We're going to just play with your mind this morning, because I thought, well, we know plums and lemons and wheat and all that sort of stuff. You reap what you sow. But I want to try something else. I have some thoughts. And this is going to be a glass of thoughts. And in a minute, it's lovely and it's clean and it's pure. And sort of thoughts that the Bible tells us that we should have. I've got a list of them somewhere. I wonder if you can put that up for us, Sam. A list of the thoughts. This is the one. I wonder if we can read this together. This is the sort of thoughts that the Bible says we should have. It says, fix your thoughts on what is and think about things which are and there we go. These lovely, lovely thoughts. But you know something? And if you were listening to the story from the Bible, the parable that Jesus told, he says we have an enemy. An enemy who sometimes likes to sow thoughts that aren't quite so good. And Jesus listed some of the thoughts that the enemy might sow. These are those ones. Let's read these ones. They're not quite so good sounding. It says, from within come evil thoughts of oh dear. Not quite so good. And I have something here, some little weeds I'm going to plant in here, some little bits of poison or weeds in our lovely pure water. And along comes an enemy, and he plants these little seeds of, well, they're listed up there. And you know something, as they get planted, they start to spread. And they spread a bit more. But you know, sometimes we are our own worst enemy. Because there is an enemy that plants those seeds in us, but sometimes we are our own worst enemy because we watch things, a little bit of EastEnders, and there it goes, or maybe a bit of Grand Theft Auto, or we shouldn't do it, I've got the volume down, but it doesn't matter. Or maybe that little clip on the internet that we shouldn't have looked at, and there we are, our own worst enemy, and there, that lovely pure water ain't quite so pure anymore. And now, has it been? This is where the experiment comes in. Let's get these thoughts into Vin's mind. What happens? Okay, so Vin, you need to come over here. Just tip your head one side, that way. There we go. This won't hurt a bit. You won't feel a thing. So, head over. Let's hope this works. In they go. Oh, hold it steady. In they go. There we go. Right, jiggle them around. That's it. Can you feel them? Feel them working their way through.
Really.
There you go. No, well, that's it. You don't even feel it. That's the amazing thing. They're working even when you don't know it. And in they go. And now, I wonder what comes out. It works for plums and tomatoes and lemons. What you reap is what you... Oh, no, it's the other way around. What you sow is what you... Exactly. But I wonder if it's the same with the stuff I put in. Maybe he's got some amazing thing that changes it. Let's find out. And let's get some people up here to help us get that stuff out of your mind. Let's find out who can help me. Come on up, Scarlet. Come on then. You can help me. We need to get this stuff out of you. When you stand there right in the middle, we're going to get this stuff out of you. You come down this side and you stand here. Let's see if we can get some stuff out. You hold this empty cup. I want you to just put your elbow out. Put your arm out like that. There we go. Put your other arm out. Now here's what's going to happen. Like this. We're going to see if we can get... So, you need to take his arm and you're going to pump. It's a pump action arm. You hold it there. Go up, down, up, down, up, down, up. Hold it steady. Let's see. Pump. Oh, it's coming out. Pump harder. It's working! Pump! Harder! It's coming out! Is it all out? Few big ones! Go! It won't hurt him! There we go! You've got it all out! Fantastic! Thank you! Well done! Give him a clap there! Oh. And lo and behold, it does appear that what you sow is what you... We put impure stuff in and we've got impure stuff out. And you know something? That's a shame, isn't it? You know, over all my years, I've worked with a lot of children. And you know, I found some children and the stuff that comes out of them isn't so nice. And then I look back and I go and see what sort of stuff they're putting in. And guess what? It ain't so nice either. Because what you sow is what you... What you put in is what you get out. And farmers know that. And you know what? Even computer programmers know that. They have a little thing. It's not what you sow is what you reap. It's what garbage in, garbage out. What you put in is what you get out. Which I think lots of us have probably put some rubbish in, haven't we? I think probably all of us have. But you know something? The Bible told about a harvest time. And God sent his son, Jesus. And the Bible tells us how Jesus was born without sin, without the poison and the weeds. And God judged Jesus. And he says that Jesus poured out his life so that we could have new life. And I want to try somebody else's mind. Who else's mind could we mess with here? Can we mess with your mind? Come on up then, let's see if we can mess with your mind. What's your name? Martha. We're going to mess with Martha's mind. So Martha, we're going to pour the stuff in your mind. We need the funnel. And we'll pour some of this impure stuff in, okay? So it's going to go in and we're going to see just what happens. Tip your head. Hope it works. It's all right, because it matches your top, so it's okay. Here we go. In it goes. In it goes. In it goes. All those impure thoughts. Wiggle them around. Oh, there we go. But then, we have a choice, because the Bible says that Jesus poured out his life for us. And you know something? Jesus said, I will pour my life into you if you want me to. And let's see what difference having Jesus in will do. So tip it over again. Now we're going to add some eyes. And we're going to say, Jesus, come and fill us. And a little bit. Oh, it is dripping. Quick. Now then, quick, we need to pump and see what we get out. So, is there anybody who's come? Come on, pick a couple of friends. Out you come. Right. Who's going to do the pumping? Who's going to do the collecting? You're going to pump. You're going to collect. Come and get the cup. So, you know what to do. Get ready. Right. Go. Pump. Arm off. And it's working. It's working. I think you can slow down a bit now. You're going to pull her arm off. And then I will be in trouble. It's coming. It's coming out. It is working. And I don't believe it. I don't believe it. What's happened? You can stop now, I think. Look at that. Look at the difference Jesus has made. He actually seems to have cleaned up. Thank you. Give these guys a round of applause. So it went in, impure, but Jesus seems to have done something that changes the rules a little bit. Because normally whatever we sow is what we... And you put garbage in and you get garbage. But you add Jesus. And Jesus has taken all the stuff, the bad stuff that we've done. And he cleans us up. And he makes us like new. And that's his promise. Wouldn't it be fantastic, this harvest from the land. But to give him our lives, to ask God to come and clean us up. And to change us, to have a harvest of new lives this harvest time. I'm going to say a little prayer in a moment. And we're going to do things a little bit different. I want you just to close your eyes before we pray. And I want you to think about something for me. I want you to think that maybe some of the stuff that you've poured in to your mind, your thoughts, maybe some of the things that you've seen or listened to, some of the jokes you've heard, the TV programs, the things you've looked at on the internet, they're not good. And maybe you need to do something about that. And we're going to pray in a moment, but we're going to do something a little different, because normally when we pray, we put our hands together and we close our eyes. I'm going to ask us to pray a little bit different. We're going to make ourselves into a funnel. And we're going to put our hands in the air like this and make a nice funnel shape. Can you all make a funnel shape? Make a nice Y shape like that. Everybody, let's all do this. We're going to be funnels today. And we're going to pray and we're going to ask Jesus to pour something into us. This life-changing spirit into our hearts and minds and clear us up. So, eyes closed. And with us raised, our hands like a funnel. Maybe you can say this prayer after me. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this harvest. We thank you that whatever we reap is what we have sown. Sow in me your life-changing spirit. Clean me. Purify me. Give me a new heart. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And if you said that prayer and you really meant it, he will pour his life into you and he will change you and he will clean you up. I've just got three things I'm going to say to help us and to help us mums and dads. Because little ones, do you know something? We need to make decisions, but sometimes as you're a bit, when you're very little, it's your mums and dads that kind of should be the water like this to drink. Your mum and dad, I'll have a word with them later. But I think most of the parents, they wouldn't even dream of giving their kids poisoned water to drink. They want to give them the pure stuff. They want to give them the filtered stuff. I do as a parent, but I wonder if we're just quite so conscientious about the other things. Let me give you some top tips. Let's help one another as families to raise our children nice. There's three things. We want to put our last line up for us, Sam. That's the one. So, let's get the good stuff in. Let's get the good stuff in. Jesus will change you, but then let's keep it clean. Do you know something? It's great to see so many visitors here today, but you don't have to just come once for harvest or Christmas. You can come every week, you know. It's really, honestly, we will. We can come every week. We don't mind. And it'd be great to meet with your Christian family every week to get some good stuff put in from God. We had a hymn before that says, all good things around us come from heaven above. Come and get a little bit of heaven above every week on Sunday. Full of God's promises and it will change you. It's good, clean, pure water. Thirdly, here's something. Instead of when you're in the car or when you're at home, instead of putting the radio on, why don't you put a Christian CD in? Songs that worship God and praise Him. Fill your mind with things about God. And on the other side, how about getting rid of some of the bad stuff? How about filtering what comes in here and here? Turn those internet filters on. There's free stuff out there. Open DNS, parents. It's free, and it will filter stuff in. Give your wife the password story. I got a DVD for Christmas. Something I'd always wanted to see, and my friend bought it for me, and we started watching it. It was really good, this drama. You know, one of those ones where you think, oh, what's going to happen next episode? And because it's on DVD, you just watch the next episode. You've got no self-control. And you keep watching it, but I noticed every few episodes, this man kept saying, oh, my God, and Jesus. And when somebody talks about someone you love that way, it's not nice. But I really wanted to know what was happening in the programme, but he kept saying it, and eventually said, we really shouldn't. Three strikes is off, and we say to our children, oh, did you hear that swear word? They said it twice now, next time, three strikes and it's off. Maybe you need to implement that rule, maybe start using that on-off switch, and not just talking about it. And thirdly, stay away from the edge. Are the places that you go, are the people that you mix with, are the programs you watch that kind of those thoughts start straying from where they should be. Maybe you need to stay away from the edge. Just some top tips that maybe help you keep the clean stuff and keep out the bad stuff.